The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome, everybody, to season two of Carnival Icons. My name is Ken Simmons. I'm honored to be back for another season. And if you don't know about Carnival Icons, well, we're going to be speaking with individuals who have contributed to the landscape of our rich culture. And today is no different. And for us here in Trinidad and Tobago, we have many. So within our time frame, we'll do our very best to bring you the stories that you may or may not have heard before. And today we're going to be featuring not just an individual, but an organization, an institution, none other than the finest steel orchestra in the world, Desperado Steel Orchestra. And with me on set, I have the legendary, the man himself who have contributed in a great way. He's a musical arranger, he's a pianist, and he's just loved by many. I'm joined with Carlton Zander Alexander. And I'm a part with, we all appreciate his contribution over the years. And also on set with me, I have part of the management team of Desperado Steel Orchestra, Mr. Kwesi Moore. Gentlemen, welcome to Carnival Icons.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
You.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Yeah. Always a good to see you guys. Yeah, sure. Always a great pleasure to see you. So tell us, Zander, before we actually get into Desperados, let people know about your rich history, where you started from. I know you started at a very tender age in the music. Let us know a quick overview of the genesis of your career.
Okay, well, I came from a family. My father is a guitarist and a cobbler, and he is a choir conductor for the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Siparia. My mother is also a soprano, vocalist, and everybody play music in the house, everybody. But I was a guitar player in the church, and then from the Seventh-day Adventist Church started to enter into the combo era. Okay. Like, you know, Beatnik's combo and things like that in Siparia, and then had in Pfizer Body at Draven Wells. And that's where Albert Bush and myself met from Pfizer Body, and then we came up in Port of Spain in 1970, 1969. What we went through from, I mean, before that, of course, I worked with Deltones. I joined Deltones around 1967. Oh, okay. But I was a guitar player, and most of my good friends were pan musicians, right? And they challenged me one day. They say, Zander, let me go by the pan. And I say, I don't play pan, boy. So, I say, but he's a musician. I say, you're challenging me, right? So that's how it started. And I went down by the pan here. And they were doing a song there, which I was familiar with on my guitar. And I was watching the second pan. I didn't know it was a second pan. And I saw the notes right out. And I think that is why my good friend Rolo, he said, he's a musician. So I saw the notes right out, and the arranger was having a little problem with the bridge of the song. So I tell him, let me stick, start watching the notes on the second part, and I went to the sort of block the chords. So you just say, who is that? So, because you expect nobody else in the band. So when he come out and he peep, he say, hey, young Alexander, because he knew we were playing in this combo, the Beatnik's combo, and that's where it started from. And then I went to Pfizer Bad, as I said before, and I met Albert Bush. We was about maybe 14, 15, yeah. He was going intermediate. And we met on a football field. And after the football match, I see him playing this guitar, this four-string guitar. And I say, see you can make a good bass man, you know. So my father now was the choir conductor for the Seventh Adventist Church in Pfizer Bad. So he used to take me down there with him. He want me to go to church. You get to the church. He didn't want me to play music outside, you know, church. Anyway, that happened, and I met Bush, and we formed a band called The Professionals in Pfizer Band. I was on keyboard.
What year was that?
That was about, let me see. So if that was about 68, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 68, yeah.
Okay.
So I started there. And from there, I'll do a quick thing. We end up in Peter Vin Courtney Orchestra, which is the first orchestra I played in, with, you know, with tenor sax, trombone, and all that kind of thing. Also Bush. And from that, we end up in Port of Spain, Right. Head off in Corey Street. And we opened a band called, this is where your dad and I was really close. We opened a band called Third World Reflection Revival, because Ezra Jameson, this is Ezra Jim, they had a group called Reflection Revival. And I named my band Third World.
Right.
So they wanted to come in our group and join up, and we called it Third World Reflection Revival, right? And this way, this is Eddie Corliss and all that was in the band, Lambert Phillip and all them person who was in the band. And matter of fact, we opened for Kool and the Gang. I think it's 72, We opened for, for Kool and the Gang. They came in Love Until, they came right on Corey Street in our house, and they spent about maybe 2 days. And the last song they composed in our house was called Caribbean Sunrise.
Okay.
Right? And from there, but in terms of the, let's say, the, as Kusi was just saying, it happened to other arrangers before. When, like, even This Is Brad, then he started to say, listen, man, I want to play some of the younger musician artists, right?
Yeah.
Started to move to Nelson, Baron, Super Blue, you know, that kind of way.
So, so you had a very interesting journey.
Yes,
coming into the Steel Pan.
That's right.
Fraternity.
That's right.
When did you join Desperados? I want to zero in on that.
Okay.
Because there is something that you have paved the way in relation to what we see in now, but we're gonna get to that.
Okay.
So when did you join Desperados?
Okay. Well, I mean, Desperado is always the band I used to look at as a young fella, right? Two bands I used to look at, Desperados and Invaders.
Okay.
Right, like these two bands. And Mark Atta has a cousin who used to play in Desperados, and he used to come down, so when he come down to Sapphire, he used to teach us the songs that Desperados is doing, right? So I think from there, and I came to do, I think it's 94. I came to do some stateside music for Desperados.
Okay, 94.
That's, I would say that's when I really get in. That was, the secretary was Ursula.
Ursula,
yeah, I met Ursula. Okay. And from then, and we spoke on the phone, and I end up, come up to the center, right, in the center, and that's when it started. I think it's 94.
Right, okay.
Yeah, stateside music. And of course, Curtis Edwards and another Curtis and I was friends long before that.
Right.
Because he and Clive, this is brother, were good friends. So Clive was doing some work in Laventil in that area, you know. So I met Curtis, and Curtis was always interested in what I'm doing. In fact, I used to do, he came along by me a couple of times, gives him form of some interesting thing in music, you know, like teach. So that's where it started.
Yeah. And so in 94,
I came to do the stage-side music, stage-side music.
So in terms of consistently arranging music for Desperados, what was the first year that you did that?
That was 94.
94,
yeah.
Okay. So, but consistently, did you have a break? So from 94 till now?
Oh, no.
There was a break?
No. And then I had, let's say, a panorama.
Right.
That was 2016, as good as 2016.
But
right.
Even, if I may jump in, even before that, I think in about 2015 or 14.
Oh, yeah.
With the band to do a pan jazz.
Okay.
I remember that.
You had to bring me up.
From that, you came in again to do some stateside music.
Yes.
The Avenue and whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah. Down and out. Yeah. Okay. Forget that.
And then we did the.
You see. Bring me back up. That was that Lavender in the back. Lavender. Yes, That's right.
Come with it,
right?
So what we were discussing off air. I really want to applaud you because many people don't know that traditionally steel orchestras will choose songs that are unfamiliar with the general public. But they are specifically written for the pan.
But
it was in 2016, if I'm not mistaken, that you decided to choose a soca song.
For Desperados, but it happened before that, with Deltones.
All right,
okay. When I did What I Want.
Right, okay.
Right, this girl of mine, the guy, you know, same thing as a love story.
All right, okay.
And then we did it.
All right.
I'm Not Drunk, so it was just another strong one. Right. I'm a Trini, right? And a matter of fact, when I was doing I'm a Trini, I can't remember who was in the committee, but they came to get me, you know.
Yeah,
they came to get me.
What we're gonna do, we're gonna take a short commercial break.
Right.
We're gonna find out more in terms of that road that you have paved, yeah, that now other steel orchestras are following pattern. We're going to get some history in relation to Desperados, not just winning competitions, but being an active member and somewhat of a role model within their community, all right? This is Carnival Icons. Yours truly, Ken Simmons.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.